and a warm welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we'll hear from Scott Preller. He's a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Boston, Massachusetts. Scott also serves on the Christian Science Board of Directors.
Perhaps you've heard the joke about the man whose prayer begins, "Thank you, God. This day has been going so well. I haven't done a single thing I regret." And then comes the punchline. "But, dear God, any minute now the alarm clock is going to go off, and I'll have to get out of bed and face the rest of the day. I could really use your help." The point is, a lot of stuff comes at us on any given day, and sometimes it can feel as if we're running to catch up to our best selves, even before we get started. But the good news that Christ Jesus brought is that right here and now, God, good, is present and supreme. The kingdom of heaven is, in fact, where we live. It's as though Christ is saying to us in the New Testament in the Bible, "You think you've got a contagious disease? Well, because God controls the condition of your being, you're actually whole and well. You believe you're in danger because the weather is about to swamp your boat? Don't be afraid. You can never be outside the atmosphere of God's peace. You're convinced the news worth reporting is the obituary of your brother Lazarus? No. The news is actually that there are no limits to the power of God's kingdom. If you're ever tempted to think that the world today is too hard, too fast, too demanding to keep up with spiritually, ask yourself if you'd rather live under the conditions that Jesus' followers faced in their time. Yet they had what they needed to keep their spiritual watch, and so do we. Those committed to holding guard over thought on the side of God will always have what they need in the way that best supports them. So we don't need to feel like the man who dreaded getting out of bed because he wasn't prepared for what might lie ahead. Instead, we'll feel the joy of eagerly watching to greet the spiritual morning that awaits us all.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2021.